Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve joins us. She is an AP reporter on New York State government and politics. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
We're going to start with the big news of the week, which is a $212 billion state budget that lawmakers and the governor agreed upon. One of the things in the budget that lawmakers have dealt with is excluded workers. Explain.
Yeah, so New York has passed a new big $2.1 billion fund for excluded workers, and those are workers who have been excluded from federal programs like the COVID stimulus checks and the COVID unemployment assistance over the past year. There are an estimated 300,000 undocumented workers in New York who might be eligible for this program.
Of course, Republicans are criticizing this move, right? Because they're saying, you know, these are illegal immigrants.
Right. And Republicans, who obviously have a minority in the New York legislature, they have voiced a lot of concern about the amount of spending, concern that this isn't fair to New Yorkers who are U.S. citizens. And the governor seems to have responded to this with some concerns about, you know, how you figure out who is actually could be eligible for this program by promising that New York is going to make sure that there's anti-fraud protections. The attorney general is going to review it to make sure it's constitutional and supporters aren't worried about that review.
Let's turn to the income tax hike. What do we know?
So New York is set to raise taxes on millionaires. That could bring in about $2.8 billion this upcoming year. This is something that liberals have really wanted to pass for a number of years now. The governor has resisted in past years. And this year, Democrats, who now have a supermajority in both chambers, really seem to have been able to make headway on getting buy-in from the governor on this. It will be used for boosting spending on everything from schools to health care.
Marina Villeneuve, AP reporter on New York State government and politics, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.